Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Tuesday morning, November the 18th, 2025. 12 and a half minutes past the hour here. Glad to have you with us for the ride this morning. And what an interesting morning it's going to be here on WGH Talk Radio, because we certainly learned a lot, very significant things last night at the Marion City Council Committee meetings. I think my voice is doing a little better today as I recover from whatever it was, the little dust-up of cold that I had over the weekend. But holy moly, last night was an interesting night. We learned some things last night, and I think first and foremost, the thing that is most disturbing to people this morning as I was looking at the Facebook page is the fact that the Marion Fire Station, the new Marion Fire Station, which was passed, which came to be from a tax levy that was passed in 2022, has now been put on hold. And that came last night from the administration. That has been on hold, put on hold now, because of the financial problems in the city of Marion. Now, what are the financial problems in the city of Marion? Well, here's what we know. And by the way, we cannot pinpoint any of these numbers. These are just the rough numbers that we have at this point. And this is kind of technical and a little hard to understand. But the mayor last night, Mayor Collins, put forth the budget for 2026. That budget is somewhere in the neighborhood of between $19 and $20 million. Now, what we also learned last night is the expected revenue in Marion for 2026 is somewhere between $13 and $15 million. So about $5 million short of what the budget is. Now, that's happened before. That's not uncommon, because most cities usually have a carryover, or some cities have a carryover from past years in which they did very well. The problem here is what we believe now, and again, it's hard to get these numbers, is that when Mayor Schertzer left office in 2023, December of 2023, the carryover, money that could be used to help make up the difference in the budget, was $17 million. What we learned last night, as of last night, is that the carryover now is somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million. So about $12 million has been spent from the carryover in the last 2 years. Not even quite 2 years now. So the carryover, we're not even sure that if it was all used, would make up the budget for 2026, which means that essentially the city of Marion would have no positive money. It would have no carryover if the budget is not trimmed. Well, what does trimming the budget mean? To get it closer to $14, $15 million from $19, $20 million. Well, you've got to cut $5 million from the budget. Where do you cut that from? We don't know. We did learn last night, and again, I'm only reporting on what I heard and what I saw, is that there are now less police officers on the beat in Marion than there were at the beginning of the year, and those positions are not expected to be filled. We learned that there are less firefighters in Marion now than there were at the beginning of the year, and those positions are not going to be filled because of budget issues. Now, these are people who have retired or I guess, moved on. But those positions are not expected to be filled. Nobody has used the word layoffs as of yet, but I'm not sure where you get this $5 million. That's a lot of dough to get down, pull down the budget. And nobody's quite sure where the money has went. And we have to thank one of our listeners who has been fervent in the fire station. One lady, you've heard her, she's called in here, and I'm glad she does. She has asked the question since the beginning about where's the new fire station. 2022, that levy was passed. And because of her continued questioning and interest in her fire station, we now know that the fire station has been put on hold because of financial issues in the city of Marion. It was a blockbuster meeting for information. By the way, I also want to let people know I did invite the mayor on the program this morning to explain all of this, and I have not heard from him yet. But, Mayor, if you're listening, if you feel anything I'm saying is incorrect, I do want you to come on and straighten this out, because I do not want to be incorrect with this. I don't want people to be fearful about what's going on in the city of Marion. I want there to be some kind of explanation here, and hopefully we get one. The mayor used the term, I believe, tightening the belt in the city of Marion. So, you know, here we are, I guess. I tell you what I'm going to do. I taped an interview with Jason Schauber last night, and let's play that interview. This was after last night's city council meeting with Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. So here we go.
Here's WGH Talk Radio after tonight's city council meeting. A very eventful night, to say the least, with Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. For about six more weeks, he'll be the Third Ward Councilman, then he's out of here. A lot of things came to light for a committee meeting night, not a full council meeting. Things came to light in a big way tonight, and let's just start with the budget. Basically, for people listening who don't understand what's going on with the budget, what has happened?
So what budget are we talking about? Because we're not out of 25. So 26 budget. So what we learned tonight, learned, is that the correct word? Learned? That's the way I use it. Anyways, so projected revenues for 26, $14 million. The budgeted, or the annual appropriations ordinance is at $19.7 million. So my small abilities with math is that's a little bit over $5 million difference.
And the city will make up this with a carryover, which now, as of today, is somewhere near $5 million, right?
I have no idea. So every year that I've ever went through a budget process, the questions always ask, what is the carryover? And usually in December, November, December time, they say, well, it's too early. Give us at the very end of December, maybe even into January, to even know a true account what the carryover is. So it's just speculation. So if someone said $5 million, I don't believe them at all.
What do you think it is?
I don't even think. So if we back up a bit, when Mr. Rollins commented, when we was trying to see if the projected revenues for 26 was accurate or not, because someone said it seemed a little light, he went to a budget performance spreadsheet that he had, and I don't know up to what date this budget performance worksheet he had is to. He said the revenues for 25 was 13.5. Now, I'll remind you that our 25 budget was at $19 million. So we're, what's that math? Another $5 million just to get through this year. And we learned tonight that our TIB meeting, which is our Treasury Investment Board, instead of reinvesting funds that had rolled off of their investments, we pulled $2.1 million to get through the end of this year.
Now, there's something interesting about that. Now, the Treasury Investment Board meetings have been happening on City Council Committee meeting nights.
It happened once.
once or twice. It happened at least once.
I know it happened once through a lot of complaining to make them public because I maybe infamously received the audio of these Treasury Investment Board meetings, and that's where I found the hot mic moment of the mayor. And these meetings had not been posted properly. They're a public meeting. And also, through this audio, we learned that people that are not voting members are actually voting during these meetings. So then that prompted us, or I believe it was Mr. Ratliff at a finance committee meeting requesting that the TIB meets on committee nights, and the members agreed to that.
So they met this morning.
It's apparently at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock this morning.
And the fascinating thing is they met today, and when they were asked how much money is in the interim funds, no one knew. Now, how can you forget? I forget a lot of stuff. I have thousands of squirrels in this little mine of mine that are going everywhere. So my short term, it's there, but it takes me a minute to recall it. These individuals, what? How many hours are we from 9 o'clock? At that point in the meeting? Oh,
yeah.
10 hours?
Yeah.
Maybe? Eight hours?
Maybe.
And they can't recall a roundabout number? It's probably because they did not want to say what the actual number is, that we are dwindling cash. And the cash we have in our interim funds, we have no accountability where that money even came from. So they could have just voted to misappropriate $2.1 million.
So why do this morning? Now, they said they sent out public notices. Does anybody ever check to see if the public notices were sent? Because Mr. Ratliff and Mr. Rollins, who are on the Finance Committee, said they had no idea the meeting was happening.
Right. And so, from what I understand, I was on the Treasury Investment Board Committee or Commission or Treasury Investment Board at one time. And to call a board meeting, it takes one of the voting members to call it. From what I heard tonight, it sounded like Martin Watts called it. Martin Watts is not a voting member. How can he call it? So is it actually was it a legitimate meeting? I don't know. But I'm sure Mark Russell will cover it up somehow that it was posted and everything's hunky-dory.
So how did this happen? How did the city, what was what were the investments like when Scherzer left office?
So I can tell you, and I can also demonstrate, that in December of 23, my last month of being chair of Finance Committee and the last month of the Scherzer administration, all of our accounts, interim, actives, all that, we could grab our hands on close to $17 million. Let's just say 16 just to be conservative and fair, $16 million. And the Fifth Third account, that's our interim monies, that's our long-term accounts, that's got all kinds of different dollars put in that pot to earn us money because it's not going to be used for over 6 months. That was around, in December of 23, $13 million. Tonight we learned after they didn't roll over the $2.1 million, it could be around $5 or $4.5 million.
So where has all this money been going?
I have no idea. Apparently, Scherzer didn't pay the bills, and last year we had to pay some bills. I don't know what bills, but Scherzer didn't pay them to the tune of almost $4 million.
So what about the rest of it?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, here we are.
I don't even buy that reasoning that Scherzer didn't pay $4 million worth of bills. If we had owed someone or a group of someone's totaling $4 million, they would be picketing out front of City Hall right now.
So what do? How worried should a citizen of Marion be? We've also learned tonight the fire station's on hold. The new fire station's on hold.
That is very concerning.
It's on hold. That was only brought up in conversation. It's not like an announcement was made about that.
Thank you to citizens that have a love and desire for our fire department and just kept pressing that issue. Had that individual not had that passion for our fire department, question would have never been asked, public would have never been told, we would have never found out.
So it's on hold. We learned there's some project on North Prospect Street that's on hold, not going to happen now, multi-million dollar project.
I don't understand that either, because that would be funded through an enterprise fund. Does OPWC loans are 0% interest. You're turning down projects that are 0% interest, and the billing department, streets and, or the sewer and sanitation, that's supposed to fund these projects for the improvement, and that goes to our long-term EPA plan. And if we're not completing projects timely, we're just pushing this plan down the road, and we're pushing probably more restrictions from the EPA, and going to cost us more in the long run by not staying on schedule with projects.
Two or three firefighters have either retired or left, and those positions are not filled. Two or three police officers have either left or retired. Those positions have not been filled. Possibly more, but the mayor did not want to say that tonight, that there would be layoffs. So the loss of the assistant transit director, the loss of what the assistant, two other directors are gone, and their assistants, those positions are going to be filled?
No, the director positions were filled. Have you heard the mayor tonight?
But the assistants are gone.
Correct.
Right.
So
three more positions gone.
And I would argue that, because I don't know how, because that's, so I really have to be careful how I word this, because I don't want to be an unfair labor practice on my part. But if that is a union member's job, and it's funded, I believe you have to fill that position.
But I guess what I'm looking at here, you know,
because it's in the contract.
So less firefighters, less police officers, fire station.
Well, if you notice with the fire, police and fire both, they said we're. Do you remember the words they use about their staffing level?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. They used a specific term, saying that they're authorized or something.
Yeah.
So clue into that for the budget argument that comes up when it comes to cuts. They're going to refer back to that. Well, we're authorized or required to have 61 in the fire and 63 in the police department.
But fair to say that we are already operating with less firefighters and less police officers right now than we were in January.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Take that. Mm-hmm. Take the loss of the assistant positions in three departments, one being transit in the city. Okay.
It's not going to add up to $5 million. No, that's where you're going.
Well, no, I'm just saying the fire station's on hold, the North Prospect Street project is on hold, whatever that was. All these things are coming to a halt, and yet the mayor at the end of the meeting proposed spending $5,000
to squash a rumor
that he had no evidence for. So, why?
I don't know. So, I have no idea. So,
now, can you say that this mayor knows the budget and knows what's going on with the money in this city?
I don't want to single out the mayor. I will say that everyone that was seated in the box and seated in that committee.
We have a budget director, don't we?
Yes, that's what I'm saying, including that in the jury box, all those individuals there, and the entire committee had no clue.
So where's the money going? I mean, any guesses? Millions and millions of dollars.
This is I guess our chickens are coming home to roost. Because when I was finance committee chair, I kept saying, and I refused to send on any additional appropriations, because in a sense, we were writing checks that we had no idea if we had enough in a checking account for the checks to clear. And I did that for years. And now we're coming down to realizing, oh crap, we have no money.
But how for years and years and years have, I mean, we had two mayors that make up 32 years of service here. Mayor Schertz are here for 16, Mayor Kellogg here for 16. That puts us back in the 90s. I don't ever recall a year where this was an issue in 32 years. So
what's the this that I'm following
that,
you?
That the budget far exceeds what the city is bringing in.
We had rough times in 2008, 2009, and 10.
Right, but there was never a thought that things were going to go in this direction, that there was no carryover, there was no...
Yes, and I believe that was the perfect storm, because around that time...
Mortgage crisis.
Yes, around that time and shortly prior to that that led up to the problem was the state legislator decided to remove local government funds. And that crippled cities like Marion.
Yeah, Governor Kasich did that.
Yes, and we had to adjust for that, and that resulted in police and fire and employees being laid off.
But you knew the reason. We all knew the reason.
Yes, we knew the reason. We made the adjustments to get through.
Now, tonight, when you brought up the question of should council make suggestions about how to trim the budget.
I thought that's what the purpose of the meeting was. Isn't that what the budget director said? I'm presenting this for you guys to give us feedback so we can move it on. I thought that's what she said.
The mayor did not like that idea and said no.
I don't think he has a whole lot of confidence in his budget director's numbers either, because she cited that our enterprise fund, separate from our general fund, revenues would be around $20 million.
Has anybody ever presented a balanced budget around here?
Yes. Schertzer did a couple of years that we had it exactly or a little bit less than projected revenues.
So where did the carryover money come from?
What carryover money?
That was there when he left. I mean, I guess what I'm confused about is how do you have a budget that's nearly $20 million and you only have revenues of $14 million? Mm-hmm. Even if you're not sure if that's a number or not, it's pretty close, let's say. Okay, why would you have a budget that was $20 million? Why would you even present that? Why would you even draw that up?
The one of the habits that the city of Marion has since I've been on council for God knows how long, I can't do the math, every year it's a copy and paste from the previous year to this year, add 10% or add a percentage, and that's just how the budget's built. There's really no thought put into it, I don't think. Now, I'm sure there's some that will argue that this year there's a lot of thought put into the 26 budget. And if you really look back and remember, Collins bragged about the 25 budget being the quickest one that they've ever put together in the history of the city of Marion. And it's probably the worst if you really look at it, because we're a month and a half, we're what, 40 days away from the end of the year, and we had to divest or not reinvest $2.1 million. And there's not a real clear answer whether that was enough to get us through the year.
Well, I guess the biggest question is, how in the world can the city hire an economic development director? And I believe $80,000 is the city's kick-in, if the county commissioners kick in. And how, in the next 6 weeks, can $5+ million be trimmed from the budget?
It can be trimmed, but it cannot be trimmed without pain. Meaning,
but I mean, what is that? What
are the pain? The pain will be layoffs.
But where is that going to happen?
It's always the biggest departments, and that's why tonight you heard the police and fire laying down their minimum staffing numbers, because that's going to be their argument. Well, we can't go below this. You got to take it from other departments. Now, we don't have other departments that can offset $5 million. The Parks Department entire budget, maybe, what, $1 million, $800,000?
How can you get $5 million out of police and fire?
Historically, the police department always exceeds their budget. It's just, for whatever reason, they do. And they don't have the appropriations to back it up. And you can see that, and it's reflected in the 21 audit.
And we also know that transit is operating at a loss, and pretty much always has, and yet it's still up and running at night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just going to continue to happen?
I don't understand how that... So now, the evening bus route has morphed into an actual legitimate service, but it's still being portrayed as this night moves, hippie, cool thing to do. But so when we had that lady come up last week or the week before last saying how much she appreciated that, how can you take that away? Because yes, now it is a legitimate service, like I said a year ago. So, to me, as a taxpayer, I want to make sure that lady gets a ride to work and home. And if that costs more money, so be it. That is a service to our people. Not bouncing them bar to bar.
So I guess the biggest question is here, on a scale of 1 to 10.
How many biggest questions are we going to have? Well, is that your lead-in for tonight? Is that the drinking game tonight?
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried should the people in Marion be?
I
might have a bigger question coming.
I know you do. I don't like having to answer that because I don't want to put fear into people.
Well, but people should know.
But if anyone watched the meetings tonight, the city of Marion voted for these people. And some of them stood up and said some things that are very alarming that you should be concerned with the people that you elected.
Is the city broke?
Yes. I've been saying that forever.
The city of Marion is broke.
Yes, and we're we've told ourselves enough that we're not broke, it's just an accounting problem. And now it's finally catching up.
You've been on city council how long?
It's either 16 or 18, no, 14 or 16 years, a long freaking time.
City council ever been broke in your 18, 16 years?
No. We was really tight and thin 2008 through 10. But that was the one time that I can actually point to leadership through Schertzer. Because other times, Schertzer was just the photo guy, and he was the stereotypical politician. He knew what to say, knew how to pose. But at that time, I think those 2 years, he showed true leadership.
So at this point, what? Do we have true leadership here?
I have. Well, your true leadership has 3 meetings and 40 days till the end of the year.
Do you believe they'll get it done?
I don't know. I mean, so our leadership has been, I don't know, fooled, if that's too strong of a word, or convinced or manipulated to think that there's some IT sabotage going on, and that convinced them so. I'm still shocked at what I witnessed, that the mayor brought forth something to spend $5,000 just to end a rumor. And it's coming from the guy that we're spending all this money or having this financial troubles because he's the root problem.
He doesn't believe he's the root problem.
Well, then that individual, he's a wonderful guy. I'm not going to talk bad about him, but there's something there that if I don't know how someone can look at the 21 audit and claim vindication. I mean, we have the 7 deadly sins if you're a Christian, and the theologians sit down, there's 7 deadly sins, and one of them's pride, one of them's lust for power. I mean, we can go down all these 7 deadly sins, and the man's committing them.
And here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are. And we'll continue to go down the road, I guess, for another 6 weeks. There should be an interesting 6 weeks.
Yes, sir.
Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber.
Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber. And I think 2 things from that interview that are very important. He said, the quote, "The city of Marion is broke." Third Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber said that. The city of Marion is broke. In that interview, when I asked him if the city was broke, also praised the woman, who's one of our listeners, who said because of the love of her fire station, we have now found out that the fire station is on hold because of her dogged persistence in wanting to get answers. And it's the citizens that will ultimately make a difference here. Now, with the phones ringing off the hook, but I did interview Scott Kreider last night. It's a short interview. I don't even think it's 4 minutes. But here is soon-to-be at-large City Councilman Scott Kreider after last night's City Council meeting. So let me see if I can get the interview with Kreider going here. Here we go.
Scott Spears here for WGH Talk Radio with Scott Kreider. Incoming Marion City Council at large member will be the lone Democrat on City Council coming up when Council convenes in January. A lot of very interesting news tonight, disturbing to a lot of people in the audience. Mr. Kreider, what disturbs you the most or bothers you the most knowing you're coming into this January the 1st?
Well, the projected revenue versus our expenditures. Quite frankly, I'm doing a lot of, when I was on council the first time, what was then and what is now. And what is now is absolutely, it's just unfathomable, quite frankly, because it's like, where are we, where, out of thin air, where are we getting monies from? And I just don't think it's going to be hard to align where $5 million is going to be coming from.
Well, Mr. Kreider, how in the world are we going to cut $5 million from the budget between now and January the 1st without more police layoffs? Apparently, we've learned there are already a few.
Yeah.
More fire layoffs. We've learned there are already a few. Not filling positions in the transit department, deputies, and two other city departments. Where in the world is that money going to come from?
We're going to have to look at what the administration is going to be proposing as we go along here and see. I don't think the numbers are going to, quite frankly, add up. We're going to have to really look deep. If they have across the board more in the departments, that might be one place to start. But I just don't see that much money coming through to fill the gap. I really just don't see it.
Another things that were disturbing tonight for people, we learned that the new fire station is on hold. People voted for this. A building has been purchased on Main Street. And now that project is on hold because of budgeting issues. What do you say to the people who are going to be upset because of this?
I just think it was explained what was happening. And I thought, well, that was... all right, we'll see. If it's a couple of months or so, that's one thing. If it's just held, like the money was held and not intermingled, I thought that was pretty well explained. But I think it's maybe prudent to like put that on hold right now until we can get some things perhaps rectified.
When we look at the past year, just some things we look at. We did talk about the addition of the budget director. We talked about the possible addition of an economic development director. We talked about the $10,000 in the party in the park that was thrown for the strongest town. We looked at the transit budget, which the addition of night moves. We're still not exactly sure what that cost on the whole. Do some of these things need to be cut back?
Well, I think they've kind of maybe run their course for the time being, at least. So we just have to it's just really interesting the dichotomy that's happening here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you want, again, needs and wants. Councilman Rollins mentioned that. And it's just like, okay, it's just a matter of timing when stuff happens when you're able to do it. And that's, you know, we had the same thing back when the pool was, you know, and so forth. Just lots of things. But I just think we have to, it's a matter of getting everything timed right. But quite frankly, the money is going to be the key factor in where it's coming from.
Well, two quick questions before we wrap this up. How worried should the citizens of Marion be, or how concerned should they be after hearing this meeting tonight?
I just think they just need to pay attention to what's going on. And really, I don't, as far as, you know, knowing it's a process, we're trying to get straightened out. And but keeping the loop and you know, so keep informed. And that's, I don't,
please note that I am
just know that I just think that's going to help
all those meetings, all three
alleviate meetings, maybe some concerns, but it's going to be, you know, a process here. So
do you believe the city has spent too much?
I can get you copies of the minutes.
I have to really, I have to get with the clerk here to get look at the budget and kind of compare. So.
And right before we wrap up, this whole cybersecurity thing, do you think there's some kind of issue going on with the city? Nothing was pointed out by anybody in the audience, the administration, but an additional $5,000 was proposed to be spent,
right,
but nobody could cite an actual reason as to why it needed to be spent.
Right.
What do you make of that whole situation?
I think that if there's evidence, then perhaps it needs to be considered, but not at this time. So, all right.
Thank you.
Scott Kreider, soon to be at-large city councilman. Well, there you go. I really don't know what to say at this point. I guess I'll say the phone lines are open because we have been getting calls from people who want to call in. 740-383-9944. But I guess the headline this morning after last night's city council meeting is, now this is quoting Jason Schaber, the city of Marion is broke. Now, trimming has to happen. I don't know where it's going to be, but we did learn things last night that are disturbing to a lot of people. Nearly a $20 million budget was proposed. Apparently, the revenues for next year are somewhere in the neighborhood of $14 million. And the carryover as of yesterday is somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million. Although Jason doesn't even think that there is $5 million left there. So there's a lot of stuff going on here that will have consequences, major consequences, for the city of Marion. And as I say last night, they weren't layoffs. I don't want to say they were layoffs because I don't know that to be true. But there are less police officers on the street at the end of this year than there were at the beginning. There are less firefighters. Because people have retired and people have moved on and those positions have not and will not be filled, so says the mayor last night, because of financial issues. How did we get here? I'm not sure. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, they've got 6 weeks until they need to pass a budget. They've got to pass a budget by January the 1st. What will that budget be? And where in the world do you trim $5 million? What services have to go? What employees have to go? What funds are these going to come from? And the new fire station is on hold. Now, I think we heard that it'll be revisited in March, but, you know, here we are. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, when's the state coming in?
Well, we don't really know. We know that Mayor Collins requested an audit. They should be here fairly quickly, I would think, but they have to do their investigation into our finances to find out what's going on. But I can imagine this is one of the worst signs there could ever be.
Yeah, you know, sooner they come in, the better, you know, to help this out. And I don't know how you have a $20 million budget and $14 million coming in. I mean, I wish I could handle my finances like that.
Well, now, to be fair to Mayor Collins, I don't think he knew, from my understanding, I don't think he knew what the revenues were, although the revenues for next year are projected to be pretty much what they were this year. The revenues this year were around $14 million. So I don't know why he would prepare a nearly $20 million budget. Now, I also can give him the benefit of the doubt to say that the carryover has been used. I mean, not all mayors in Marion do balanced budgets, but somehow the carryover in the last 2 years has went from $17 million to $5 million. And
we hope there's $5
million. We hope there's $5 million. And that Treasury Investment Board meeting in which this all went down, not only was the media not aware that it happened, two members of the Finance Committee were not aware that it happened. Ayers Ratliff and Aaron Rollins said they had no notification this meeting was going down. And in that meeting yesterday morning, another $2.1 million was divested out of the savings account. And nobody on city council knew about it.
Well, you know, it just makes you think that somebody could be embezzling up there. I don't know, but...
Well, I don't think it's embezzlement. But I think somebody's got to figure out where this money's going. And I think somebody needs to figure out, is it a budgeting issue? Where is the money being spent? I mean, you've got a budget director. She should be able to tell you. And last night, she could not.
Yeah, but is the auditor and the treasurer working with her? We can't have somebody in that job, but those two departments won't work with her.
Well, I don't think...
We got an auditor, and we got a treasurer.
We do have an auditor and a treasurer.
I understand the treasurer balances out what the auditor's doing, right?
Yes, but I don't think the budget director, to my knowledge, has... I think the only thing they have asked of the auditor is what are the projections for next year. The budget director is supposed to be able to tell you where the money is going. And that seems to be the question, where has all this money went?
I don't know, that's all sad state of affairs. Every years and years and years you didn't, you know, there wasn't nothing like this, and now all of a sudden we got, and, you know, it probably wasn't all Robert Slambin's fault either. I mean, he was a big culprit in it, but... I mean, the problem with Landon, he didn't work with anybody. If anybody wanted to come and talk to him about the finances, as the mayor was, you know, he wouldn't come on the radio and talk about it. I mean, to me, any council member or mayor should be able to walk into that auditor's office and see how much there is in this fund. As of today.
Well, you heard what Jason Landon had to say, or Jason Schopper had to say in regard to Robert Landon. That was his feeling. He said that last night. And as far as the mayor goes, I sent a message to the mayor last night. I really wanted him to come on this morning because I knew this was going to be a whopper of a story. And we can't hide it. You can't hide that this happened last night. And I wanted him to come on and explain this to us and say, well, maybe it's not as bad as it seems. The mayor has not responded.
Well, he could kind of, you know, calm us down on, you know, where's all this money going, you know, what's going on. $20 million budget, $14, you know, is there a $5 million carryover that you can use? You know, just... He could just let us know something.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. This is a very, very bad time for the city of Marion, and I think somebody needs to reassure the city of Marion right now, because...
Was he over there and Terry last night?
What's that?
Was Terry Klein and Naomi...
Naomi was there. Terry Klein was not.
Do you have much to say?
She had a few questions about the budget, which are always, you know, well thought out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish there was somebody who could give us some kind of an answer, but for some reason, we're off in a different world now where that doesn't happen, and I feel bad about that. I feel bad for them, because as I've said, you know, them not coming on doesn't do a lot of damage to me. I just think it hurts them, and I don't think it helps the citizens.
No. And, you know, they could let us know something. I don't know. I just hope the state comes in here soon.
Well, and I wish somebody would... This fire station is going to be a tremendous issue. Now, it's only on hold right now, as we understand it, but where's that going to go?
But is all the taxes they collected for that in a separate fund?
As I understand it, it was made very clear that, yes, they are in a separate fund.
I wouldn't know if I believe them saying that until they proved it.
Well, and I think that's what a mayor could do this morning by coming on, is say that. And
that to help city finances, and they're still in a damn hole. I don't know.
Well, this is where we are now.
Yep. Okay, later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. Got about 5 minutes left in this hour if you'd like to buzz in. 740-383-9944. I don't know. It's very hard to comprehend that we are in this kind of a situation where a new fire station would be put on hold, where Treasury Investment Board meetings would be happening without any real notice to certain people. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, give me just a second. I got to turn you off on the app.
Okay.
I'm not used to listening to you on the app.
No problem.
What's going on with the radio this morning?
You know, I don't know where the play button went on the website. It's news to me. I haven't heard anything from Adam yet. I'm not sure.
Okay, I just wanted to give the fire station rundown so everybody can breathe a little easier on this morning, because I'm breathing slightly easier on it. I spoke with Chief Deem. Actually, they came to me last night after the meeting. On my, I was picking my stuff up. Chief Deem and Safety Director Cowell, who is a retired firefighter, they came to me. They showed me the line item in the budget where the money for the fire levy goes. There's over $1 million there. They showed it to me. Now, I mean, they didn't take me to the vault and show it to me in cash. I just got, as they believe, I mean, we got to believe that on paper that it exists. I mean, I'm sure they haven't seen the actual cash either, so they have to take it that it believes it exists also. What has happened, when we went in, when we asked the state of Ohio to take a look at our finances, we have always, before we voted on this, it was always going to be that we were taking out a loan. It's called a bond in government talk. We were going to take out a bond to pay for this. That was, we voted on that. We said we are willing to take out the loan to pay for this. We will use our tax money to pay the payments on it. What has happened, now that we have asked the state to assess our financial situation, we have said we believe we have money problems. Lenders don't like hearing that. When we first started this process, we didn't have, we weren't saying we have money problems. Now we're saying we have money problems. We think we have money problems. That has made us more risky to lenders, and the interest rate has gone up. And when you're talking about a few percentage points on millions and millions of dollars, it does not make sense financially right now for us to get into a payment that we cannot afford. And we need to work basically on our credit rating. It's called a bond rating. We need to work on our citywide bond rating to be able to get a better rate so we can afford to buy the, to finance the fire department.
Well, unfortunately,
I want to make Deem and Cowell want the fire department. They want the building. So nobody's gotten a second house or anything like that. We just can't afford to finance the money for the thing right now.
No, but I don't think that that makes people feel any better. I understand.
It's supposed to happen. It's going to, I don't believe that it's going to get put off forever, but it's going to get put off for a while.
No, but I think the problem here is that they didn't announce this. If all those people did indeed know this, if Deem knew this, if Cal knew this, if the mayor knew this, if they all knew this, why did it take a lady who listens to this station from the public?
She donated the peanut butter jelly truck, and her money made it there this morning.
Right, but why does it take that to get information?
Because we are ruled by rumor, speculation, Facebook pages, and then they kind of get angry when we get up there and say, will you please stop ruling us by rumor and speculation and Facebook pages and tell us what's going on?
Well, I invited
Chief... I will tell you this. This is one thing we should be concerned about, is the tax money that we're paying to buy this fire station. Should the shit hit the fan, which it sounds like it's about to, that money can be used to pay salaries and benefits.
Well, and that's why
so
I'm saying I
building
don't...
money would dwindle.
I don't think that it's fair to say at this point that money... I'm not saying
it's
anybody...
It's not safe, but I don't feel it's going... at this point in time, it's not being spent on anything else. How's that?
Well, but I don't think... See, now, I don't
and
know...
it is in a separate account.
Here's what's interesting to me. Why did Chief Deem and Cal get so antsy last night, to where within moments of the end of the meeting that they needed to prove this? I mean, what was the implication?
Because they knew it was going to be this morning. Well, where's our fire levy money going? I told him, I said, you know, tomorrow morning it's going to be you guys put this money in your pocket.
Yeah, but nobody's going
to
believe
yourself.
Nobody will believe anything anybody says, because that is a terrible announcement to make.
Of the two city, I agree, but of the two city officials, those are two that I would personally believe. Now, I mean, other people don't, I don't expect other people just to take my word or their word for it, but I believe them. Now, I don't believe that at some point next year we aren't dipping into that money to pay firefighters.
Well, here's what I would say. You know, until we hear it from them on this program, there's a problem.
I concur.
And I think they if that's absolutely true, that's all they have to say, and I think they should come on. And I did invite
you. They do an official press release on their Facebook page.
What's that?
They could at least do a press release.
Well, I sent a message to Deem this morning, and I assume a lot of people are listening at City Hall this morning. So we'll see what happens.
And so it goes.
And so it goes. We go to break. All right, we'll be back right after this.
But
because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that